The Philadelphia DA's office has given out another round of anti-crime grants. WHYY's Tom McDonald reports the DA believes they're why crime is on the decline.
Larry Krasner says crime is at a major low point in Philadelphia, and public funding of groups to give youth and returning citizens something to avoid crime is helping.
They allow people to see themselves, to believe in their neighborhoods. They are about wellness, employment, youth, reentry. They are teaching agriculture to people who've never been there, who see the connection between effort and the food on their table. And that food doesn't just go to them, it goes to their neighbors. It connects them to their neighbors. It then becomes about togetherness in the community.
Taj Murdoch, executive director of Healing Ways, received the grant, which he explained turned a car thief into a car detailer.
So what we were able to do with that is take his fascination with vehicles and then turn it into something positive. So instead of stealing the cars, now you're detailing the cars.
This round of grants totaled just under $250,000. Since May of 2021, the DA's returned $8.2 million worth of confiscated money to the community citywide. Tom McDonald, WHYY News.
Summer blockbusters like The Odyssey and the latest Spider-Man are driving people to movie theaters. While the films are drawing raves, the surround sound, specifically the volume, is raising questions. Philadelphia audiologist Frank Wardinger says movie sound is safe most of the time, but earplugs can be used to prevent any hearing damage from extra loud action scenes.
Those are times when you can see, okay, I see what's happening in this movie. I see it's very, very loud. I'm going to pop in these filtered earplugs, and guess what? You can still hear everything that you need to, but you don't leave there feeling like you've gone through basic training with your ears.
Wardinger says young kids and adults who've had ear injuries are most at risk of hearing complications from exposure to extra loud sounds. Outside right now, clouds moving into the Delaware Valley. We see a thunderstorm watch in place for many communities as we head through the afternoon. In Philadelphia, that thunderstorm watch in place until 9 o'clock. Right now, 90 degrees in Philly.